Davico Manufacturing in New Bedford has spent 28 years making just one thing, replacement catalytic converters. But within that one product category, there's a huge amount of variety.
We make 1,700 SKUs or part numbers.
That's Glenn Hamblett, Davico's business development manager.
Those fit literally thousands and thousands of applications, different years, makes, and models of vehicles.
The company employs around 50 people and operates out of a converted mill building in New Bedford's North End. They supply warehouse distributors nationwide who then sell to local auto parts stores like AutoZone. Ray Supernart is Davico's president. He says their location is ideal.
We find this available base of employees that we do a lot of welding that we're looking for that come out of New Bedford vocational schools. So, you know, that's a real plus. This is a desirable place to be as far as square footage costs and operating costs in general, certainly if you're comparing to the greater Boston area.
New Bedford has long been a desirable location for manufacturers. Its deepwater port once provided 19th century textile mill owners with a means to import raw cotton from the south. And while textile and other manufacturers have largely moved overseas, Davico still makes its automotive products right here, so that catalytic converter you may need for your 30-year-old car could be somewhere on this cavernous factory floor with its maze of welding stations, piles of raw metal tubing, and ceiling-high color-coded shelves.
And what you're seeing here is mostly the storage of those 1,700 different parts. It does really take up a large amount of space, but we are known for having the hard-to-find items. So if you call us for an old vehicle, a 1985 Jaguar, we have the part for that.
And if they don't, a customer can send Davico the old part, and they'll manufacture a new component from scratch.
So this is our shipping department. You can see all the finished goods on the shelves where we have over...
One thing you don't see, says Glenn Hamblett, is automated machinery.
The type of parts that they are, they don't lend themselves to automation or robotics. So everything is handmade. Everything is done by, you know, local talent, people that we bring in and hope that will grow with us and stay with us. And the longer they're with us, the more expertise they develop and the better our product becomes.
Manufacturing has changed over the years in New Bedford. Many of the mill buildings that line its major thoroughfares are now used for housing or are occupied by specialized manufacturers like Davico. But just 16 miles to the east, a business that really can't be located in a far-off country continues to cater to the region's historic cranberry industry, as it has for 123 years. Brothers Dave and Ray St. Jakes took over Hayden Manufacturing in 1992. They have four full-time and two part-time employees, serving an industry with approximately 400 local growers. Winthrop Hayden, who founded the business in 1892, invented the Hayden separator. The design has remained mostly unchanged since the 19th century. Dave St. Jakes starts up a newly restored separator and explains how it sorts good cranberries from bad ones.
They're thrown into the top of this hopper, and there's bounce boards in the back, and the good ones bounce off because they're hollow, and the bad ones, like the rotten ones, fall through to the bottom. And it gets five chances on the board to prove itself. And if it, the ones that do bounce go out to the front of the machine where there would be a conveyor belt, and people would be on either side of it picking through what made it through.
Another machine that hasn't changed much over the years is the Darlington Cranberry Harvester. Dave and Ray's father bought the patent for the Darlington in 1953, and Hayden has been making them ever since. This dry harvesting machine is used to pick cranberries when the bog is completely dry. Dry harvested cranberries are packaged and sold in stores. Dave St. Jakes says Hayden also makes wet harvesting machines that pick cranberries that are used to make juices, jellies, and jams.
When the bogs are flooded, it's a machine that has like a beater in the front, and it knocks the berries up and they float up to the top.
Recently, Hayden has branched out into making and selling antique cranberry-related items. Master carpenter Granville Stringer stands at a workbench refashioning a cranberry box.
It's an old box. I'm repairing it first, and then we're going to take and make a wine rack out of it.
In a separate room at the right side of the building, stacks of old crates, cranberry boxes, baskets, scoops, and other memorabilia wait to be shipped out. They sit alongside several old lathes and a mechanized hacksaw, still in perfect working order.
Actually, our lathes are 1895, and the equipment after that is the 1940s. We really don't need to upgrade.
Hayden Manufacturing is here in West Wareham because the cranberry industry that supports it is here, and most of the products it makes are sold locally. Back in New Bedford, the much larger Davico Manufacturing sends its 1,700 types of catalytic converters all across the country. Both companies hire local people with specialized skills and tend to forego the assembly line automation that dominates America's manufacturing industry. And for these two South Coast manufacturers, that's been the secret to their success.